punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's Tuesday. Welcome to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour. I'll have more about Dr. Taylor Mouse and her clinic coming up here shortly. Hope everybody had a great Monday. The weather was gorgeous. Looks like another great day today. I just seen on Facebook, the Mezzanette, that Thanksgiving's going to be pretty gloomy in Oklahoma, and there's even a chance for snow out here in western Oklahoma. So I'll investigate a little bit on that. Thursday's a long ways away, so I'll investigate and see if Gary, the head honcho there at the Oklahoma Mezzanette, see if he's up to his old tricks, because he's pretty humorous on Facebook. So we'll see what's going on with that. Currently right now at Woodward, it's 62, 61 at Freedom, 60 at Fairview, Lahoma's 57, Fort Cobb, you're 51, 56 degrees at Grandfield, 53 at Altus, 54 at Hollis, 59 at Arnett, 62 at Perryton, Texas, 55 degrees at Shamrock. There's a little cool spot right here in the middle of central western Oklahoma out here. I don't know what's cloud cover or still burning off the fog. I don't know. That was pretty frosty fog this morning. I couldn't see my deer feeder from my shooting deck on the second floor of the Ponderosa out there this morning. So it was kind of a boring deer hunting morning this before I came to town. So anyway, the Woodward Livestock Auction is happening right now with cows and bulls up there, and I'll have more information on that mañana. And I got Western Oklahoma results coming up here in the next segment. We went really good. I got some prices figured out on what my partner and I's calves brought yesterday. They did really well, I think they did, compared to what they've been doing the last 4 or 5 years. And I got a little bit that Dr. Peel put out, from OSU, put out a little deal yesterday about the beef dynamics are coming together finally. And he predicted, he was on my show, when was that? Last fall? Yeah, almost a year ago. And he predicted this was coming. And it's been building, and I think now it's getting ready to, the wheels are turning. How's that? Anyway, let's check out what's happening in the world today. Grains and soybeans were a little changed in overnight trading as investors weigh concerns about the Chinese lockdowns against the adverse crop weather and South America. Prices were lower yesterday on concerns about demand in China, the world's largest importer of soybeans, as restrictions again resumed due to the increased COVID-19 hospitalizations. The number of cases in the country has increased in several cities, including the capital city of Beijing. Residents have been told to work from home. More than 27,000 new cases were recorded on Monday, to set the one-day record for the country. Underpinning prices, however, in adverse weather in parts of Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, and Argentina, dry weather is growing in more than a quarter of Brazil's corn and soybean growing area. That's expected to decline about 20% of the total area in the next 3 days. In Argentina, stress is forecast to rebuild in the eastern 35% of the country. The weather outlook for the wheat in the United States is mixed, as storms later this week and into the weekend likely will aid growth in the Delta and eastern Midwest, where soft red winter wheat varieties are grown. In the southern plains, however, about 45% of the wheat is dry and poorly established. Corn for December delivery dropped a quarter of a cent to 663 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 2 pennies to 816 and a quarter in Chicago, while Kansas City futures lost 2¾ cents to 918 a bushel. Soybean futures for January delivery was down 0.75 cents to 1436 a bushel. Soy meal declined $2 to 406 a short ton, while soybean oil added 95 pennies to 71.68 a pound. Inspections of soybeans and wheat for overseas delivery rose week to week, while corn assessments declined, according to the USDA. Soybean export inspections that ended on November 17th totaled 2.33 million metric tons. That's up from 1.96 million tons a week earlier. Wheat assessments last week reported at 279,904 metric tons. That's up from 170,000 tons the previous week and about 190-something thousand the same point last year. Examinations of corn for overseas delivery came in at pretty good, 495,000 metric tons, but it's down from the week before at 535,000 metric tons. This time last year, 826,000 tons were assessed. But corn inspections since the beginning of September now are at 5.48 million metric tons, but that's down from 7.83 million tons last year. Weather maps are quiet right now, according to the National Weather Service, though some dry weather has caused concerns in parts of western Nebraska. Low humidity will lead to elevated fire conditions in that area. The dry weather is expected to continue also through the weekend. Elevated fire weather concerns exist for portions of southwest Nebraska Wednesday and Thursday. Low humidity with wind gusts at 20 miles an hour or more are expected Wednesday, which is tomorrow. On Thursday, wind speeds will increase up to 30 miles an hour. Further east, freezing fog is expected in most of western Michigan. I guess we're part of Michigan today, because man, that was a freezing fog this morning. Sister went out on the deck while I was standing behind the window looking for the deer. She about slipped and fell on it, but she didn't. She maintained it. Let's see here. Let's see what the futures are going right now here in Oklahoma. See how things are looking. Corn for December is at 657 right now. March is at 660. Soybeans for January is 1435. March is 1441. May is 1447. Soybean meal for December is 409.70. January is 406.10. And March is 402. Even. Soybean oil is 74.12 for December. January 71.81. March 70.05. Hard bread winter wheat, $9.26 for December, $9.12 for March. Oats are $3.98, and March, that's for December, March is $3.94. They ain't changed a lot, and it's kind of a rare deal. Everything's in the red today on livestock and grains, but the Dow and S&P and oil and everything else is up pretty significantly. Cotton for December is 81 cents. It took a big hit yesterday, and March is below 80 now. It's at 79 cents. So something was said yesterday to make the market go down. I haven't checked it, but over there in that Delhi area over there where they're finishing up peanuts, or they might have yesterday, Bill Dance's sugar is almost 20 cents a pound. So if he can get that third cutting in before this snowstorm, he might make some money. Anyway, it's almost, it's like fraction of a penny being 20 for his sugar cane over there. And rumors have it over there in the middle of Beckham County that old Bill Dance, he might be thinking about planting some pineapples next year. But I'll keep you guys up to date on the see if he does or not. How about that? Let's take a quick break, and when I come back, we'll talk about livestock, and I'll tell you more about Dr. Taylor Mouse and the Stockman's Vet Clinic.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Again, good afternoon to all the great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 21st. 2,629 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 365, brought 246, 13 at 509, brought 194, 10 at 650, brought 170, 4 at 683, brought 165, 65 at 730, brought 185, 21 at 763, brought 172, 11 at 783, brought 174, 9 head of heifers at 311, brought 203, 43 at 426, brought 191.50, 10 at 488, brought 175, 6 at 551, brought 160, 8 at 557, brought 160, 22 at 658, brought 171. 9 at 662, brought 146. Butcher cows were 10 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 45 to 93. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mesonet Center, 54.5 degrees, 5 mile an hour wind, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, 5 miles an hour and 58% humidity. All right. Today is Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour with Dr. Taylor Mouse. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main, right here in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, include bovine, equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pet veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt gate on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen space for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor and outdoor runs, full surgery with gas anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also, scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200. 0200, easy number to remember, and or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. And speaking of the vet clinic, they're going to be closing tomorrow at noon, Wednesday, and be closed all day Thursday, but they'll be reopening their doors come Friday morning. I'm not sure if she's opening Friday because she's going to have, Black Friday specials. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, no, she'll be back Friday morning at normal operating hours. So tomorrow at noon, she'll be closed, and Thursday for Thanksgiving during the snowstorm we're going to have. Anyway, all right, cattle market. Let's see what's going on with the cattle market. Right now, live cattle, December 153.62. February 156.30, April's 159.82, and June is 155.95. Feeder cattle for January 181.85, March is 184.57. Lean hogs for December $84, 89.80 for February, and 95.25 for April. They had a really good sale over there at Clinton yesterday, as Drew said on the during the commercial. Just want to touch on just a few of them real quick. Big sale, almost 2,700 head there. I did notice, right from Foss, they had 453 head of steers at 240, which is really good. They were weaned. Yesterday was their big wean sale. I don't know how many exactly they had weaned, but there was a big bunch of them that were long-term weaned. It really helped with the sale yesterday. They had some 565 pounders, brought $2. Some from Mountain Park, 665 pound winged, $1.87. And what was the big boys they had yesterday? Well, on this report here, 783 pounders, $1.74. And on the heifer side, they had some 413s, brought $2 even, $1.92 on some 482s. Almost 179 on some 547 and 173 on 612. Well, my partner and I sold some yesterday. It looked like the heifers' average weight was 567, and they ended up bringing $1.70 a pound. Average weight on all those heifers was 965. Not the average weight. Average weight was 567, but the average price was 965. And then on my steers that we sold, the average weight on them was 598, and they averaged $1.93 a pound, brought 1155 each. So I was really happy. We got, talking about it, Dr. Peel, the latest cattle on feed report pegs November 1st feedlot inventory 11.7 million head, 98% of last year, in the second consecutive monthly year-over-year decrease. The 12-month moving average of feedlot totals, which shows the average of feedlot total for the previous year, peaked in September of this year. Feedlot inventories are expected to decrease year-over-year for the foreseeable future. You know, guys, we went through this back there and after the drought of 2011, and plus it's a cycle also, but this table he's got on here that I'll briefly go over with you shows the industry dynamics have developed since the late last cycle peak, which with peaks total for each category highlighted in yellow, which I'll go over. The peak average cow herd and calf crop occurred in 2018 when the peak feeder supply was noted on January 1st, 2019. So back in 2018, the beef cow inventory average was 31,578. Calf crop average same year was 36,312. Well, this year, 2022, our beef cow inventory is at 29,635.6, and the calf deal is at 34,600 compared to 36,000 in 2018. The fed slaughter here on this chart, though, in December of 2018 was 25,803, and in September this year it was 26,000, so quite a bit of difference there. The combination of effects from the pandemic in 2020 and the drought since 2020 has pushed the peak in feedlot numbers and cattle slaughter into 2022, well past that peak in the calf crop in 2018. The pandemic in 2020 caused a backlog of cattle in feedlots and in the country. As a result, the estimated feeder supply on January 1st of last year, 2021, was higher than 2020. The drought in 2021 and in 2020 caused cattle to be marketed earlier than usual and resulted in reduced heifer retention and increased heifer and cow slaughter last year and this year. Early marketing of cattle reduced heifer retention and herd liquidation have kept feedlot inventories high in 2022 and temporary increased beef production. Dr. Peel says that beef production is projected at a record large 28.4 billion pounds this year as a result of the highest total slaughter in nearly 15 to 20 years. In 22 comes to a close, it appears the feedlot inventories have peaked and cattle slaughter should begin to decline in the next few months. On October 1st of this year, the inventory of heifers and feedlots was higher than last year, with the heifer percentages of total feedlot inventories the highest it's been in over 20 years, to be exact, 21 years. The number of heifers and feedlots should begin to decline and will drop sharply when herd rebuilding begins. Feedlot inventories are beginning to reflect that fact that feeder cattle supplies have been declining since 2019. Last but not least, Dr. Peel says with drought conditions continuing, it's unclear when herd liquidation will cease and herd rebuilding can begin. However, he says it's clear that feedlot production, cattle slaughter, beef production will fall in 2023. It was going to fall, people, next year. It can't do nothing but fall. How much they will fall depends on when the drought conditions improve. Nevertheless, declining feedlot supplies mean that all levels of cattle are finally on the same page and are reflecting the tighter cattle supplies in the country. Well, there you go. All right, when I come back, it is also, not only is it Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Cap Hour, today is Hay Day Tuesdays. And I ain't got to talk about hay in quite a while, so we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
The leather smells great, and it feels great when you slide them on. Nothing beats a good pair of boots. So give them for Christmas. The Cherokee has over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock in about 100 different styles. Looking good there is a cinch. In fact, it's Cinch and Ariat. They've got men's and women's Western clothes that carry both brands. They've also got Minnetonka moccasins and beautiful turquoise jewelry. For gifts that'll bring smiles for years, the Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet, just east of Clinton. Exit 71 off I-40, high atop Boot Hill.
Good afternoon, Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 18th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,785 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 283 brought 272. 5 at 346 brought 252. 10 at 480 brought 202. 13 at 545 brought 184. 5 at 639 brought 177. 8 at 688 brought 155. 5 at 761 brought 172. 13 head of heifers at 321 brought 200. 60 at 465 brought 185. 10 at 490 brought 164. 12 at 541 brought 167. 18 at 561 brought 165. 4 at 640 brought 152. 8 at 890. 6 brought 145. Butcher cows were 40 to 77. Butcher bulls brought 46 to 105.50. Bred cows were 860 to 1650. Pairs brought 1,000 to 1725. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves. A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day. That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I always tell my customers if they have a problem with my beef to tell me, but if they love it and enjoy it, tell everybody. Well, this is Monty. And I just want to encourage everybody out there to enjoy beef and eat beef. And if you have an opportunity, look into buying a half or a whole beef from a local producer like me. It's born and raised and fed right there in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. It's processed locally. We're a third-party verified, all natural. And I guarantee it to be good. Look us up on Facebook, Tucker Family Beef.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. My show guest showed up right on time, but first let's do the Northwestern Oklahoma. Who do I want to pick today? I don't think I've ever did Beaver. Let's do Beaver. I'll do Beaver. For the Northwestern Oklahoma forecast and the Long Ranger. Yeah, well, you guys don't have rain in your forecast, or snow, but you got rain according to this. Today, currently it's 60. The winds are out of the southwest, 11, 15 miles an hour. Mostly sunny at 62. Looks like you're going to get there tonight, 26. Not too bad. Tomorrow, 62. Tomorrow night, right at freezing for a low. Thanksgiving Day doesn't look too bueno. Looks great for deer hunting, but not for golfing. 45 degrees and a 30% chance of showers Thursday night. Thanksgiving night, 30% chance of showers. 25 for a high low. 50 for a high Friday. And then Friday night, there's a 20% chance of rain or snow. 27 for a low. And then Saturday, 55 for a high. So it warms right back up. Well, in the studio with me on this segment right here is the famous guy from Carter. Did you guys see him on Facebook the other day? Downtown Carter with his buck showing him on Facebook, his pictures. He didn't have his orange on, but he was on the back of his pickup, so I'll forgive him for that. Anyway, Wes Graham, he is with Cattleman King out here south of Elk City. And the second time you've been in since you guys become a sponsor. And you guys got that finished down there finally.
Yeah, we're finished. 2 miles south of the golf course. Come see us at Cattle Kings.
Yeah, on the east side of the highway there. Easy to get to. Nice facility. And those trailers, dude, I'm in love. I wish I needed a new one.
Everybody needs a new one.
Oh, yeah. I am going to buy a spare tire wheel from you because it fits my other trailer.
Right.
But they, Those are nice trailers, and it looks like you've been moving them.
Yeah, we've been moving a few, and in fact, I had to sit down there and waited on a guy last night, and got one moved, so all's good.
That one that you got down there at the only stoplight in Carter,
right? It, right.
That's a sweet trailer now. How long, yeah. What is that, a 34, 32?
That is a 36.
36, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And so
waiting. Waiting.
Oh yeah, wait for somebody to come by there, yeah. And say sold. But yeah. Anyway, and it's not quite OU color. It's a little light color for that.
It's but, close enough for me.
Yeah, it's close enough. Anyway, but there's a you guys are expanding big time.
Yep.
Your line of equipment's going on. That seed tender that you posted on Facebook last week, by the way. I returned a message on there for everybody to see that I shared it on my page.
Right.
I wanted it for my birthday, and I haven't seen it show up on my house yet.
Next year's birthday?
Yeah. Oh. I want it now, though. Then I want to try it out on the corn next week.
Right, yeah. I went to Iowa last week and picked that up, got her back. That's been our biggest problem is getting products in.
Well, that's
And I know it's the same way everywhere, but
still, you don't like it because it's you,
right? But you order stuff and it's 5-6 months. It's just anyhow. It is what it is, and that's just the world we live in now. But
what all are you adding?
So we are adding
besides that seed tender that I want.
Yeah. So
how much would that hold? 360? Do I remember right?
That's a 375.
375.
So it'll hold around 350, 370 units.
Right. Yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, that can,
that's a game changer.
You can sit there and run that sucker. Got a little remote back there, and you can.
Oh, no.
It does it everything. It'll even bring you a cup of coffee if you want to. So
I didn't see that one. How about a cold beer?
Yeah. I guarantee you.
Does that come with the person delivering it to your grill?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, let's go on with your
new. So we're expanding. We're going to have some fuel trailers. We're going to have some hay trailers. I forgot to tell you about that.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, we're getting some hay trailers in and some hay skids that go on flatbeds as well. So we're going to have, and then we've got there's a hydraulic trailer. It's a 16-bale hydraulic trailer that's coming in. So
tell me a little more about that.
Well, it's kind of like the you'll have the double eight, you'll have your double eights, and it'll both unload hydraulically.
Hydraulically.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to come down there one of my pastures.
Yeah, you'll have to.
Yeah, I'm all about trying stuff out so I can let your customers know how good it is.
Right.
Well, they so on your other hay trailers, are they just normal? Are they double dumps or single dumps or all the above?
Those skids and whatnot that are coming in, there'll be some 6-bale, 8-bale skids, and then we're gonna have some inline trailers hopefully coming on here pretty quick too. So, that hydraulic trailer that Caleb was talking about the other day, I think it's kind of like, have you seen those blue trailers that will fold in the center?
Yes.
And then you can run 7 or 8 bales down
each side.
And where it goes flat.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they've got some of that. I'm hoping this is like the, I haven't actually seen it, but he was telling me about it, which got me kind of pumped up.
I guess so. Anything hydraulic gets me going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so is that going to have runoff hydraulics off your truck, or is that going to be hydraulics? Is it got its own hydraulic unit?
I think that it has its own hydraulic unit.
Okay, makes sense if it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
just like our seat tender down there,
yeah.
that whole unit is set up.
Oh, yeah.
It's your hydraulic unit and the conveyors and all that stuff will get in. It all runs right off itself. So
I mean, dang farmers are just getting lazy.
Ah, no, they're just. Gotta make it a little easier on yourself.
I guess those seed tenders can work for filling up deer feeders too.
Yeah. That's what you need.
I'll do is next week, I know it's getting late in the deer season, not too bad, we still got a week to go.
Right.
If you'll let me use that trailer, I'll go down there when we combine corn next week.
Yeah.
And we'll Well, no, what I'll do is I'll pull around to people's feeders and fill them up for a price, and I'll split the money.
Gotcha.
With you.
Okay. Hey, I'm all about that. We can both figure it out together.
I'm sure we could get trouble too.
Yeah.
Where do you shoot your deer at anyway?
Well,
or do you,
are
can
we
you
supposed
tell?
To say that? No, I saw I shot it there.
Wait a
north
minute.
Of my
have
place.
You checked it in?
I have.
Okay.
I did.
I didn't want to talk about it. A week later, you hadn't checked it in.
I'm legal.
You're legal?
I'm legal beagle.
Shot
yeah,
it north
I shot
of
him
your
north
place.
Of my house
oh,
on the creek.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, just west of Carter.
Yeah, right there on the creek. And there's a, that sounded like little Vietnam Sunday evening.
Oh,
I was down at Bruce's.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I heard a couple rounds go off with a guy that's got a can on his gun. I knew where that shot come from. And then I didn't even hear the one up north. And then to the south of me, it was like, I think, well, I'll just stay right here behind this hay bale.
That's what it was Saturday morning. There was quite a few shots going off.
But anyway, it's good season. Hey, the text line's open. If you got any questions for Wes or if you got any more deer pictures to show me, 580-225-9697. I don't care if you're an Alva, Hooker, Altus. If you got pictures to show, show. And I like you guys know me. I love the outdoors. So what else you got? Oh, is that the trailer?
Here's some of those skids. And then here's a double dump.
Oh, yeah.
Trailer there.
Well, Wes will have a you see, your Facebook page is Cattleman's King, isn't it?
Cattle King.
I said Cattleman's. Cattle King.
Cattle King.
Yeah. And I got Cattleman's Congress on my brain today also because they got their auction for parking. VIP parking is open right now. You guys, if you're going up there to the big Cattleman's Congress deal in Oklahoma City in January and you want VIP, it's good. You can buy it, and then if you don't need it the last week, you can sell it to somebody and get your money back probably. But anyway, get on Cattleman's Congress website and check it out. And but on his Facebook page, I'm sure Wes is going to start posting pictures as his equipment comes in.
Yes, we are. We are. And some other things that we forgot to mention that we're going to be carrying as well. We're going to probably carry some panels, probably going to carry some chutes. We've got opportunity to get hydraulic chutes. So there's lots of different stuff that
I've seen. You had a manual one on wheels.
Yep, yeah. There's a little portable manual chute there that we can get in. And
I got.
It's going to be like Christmas next week whenever this comes in.
Yeah. So you're going to miss Black Friday sale.
The Black Friday sale may be right there at our place
next
if it comes in quick enough. Yeah.
Oh, well, I got this picture. This I don't know who this is, but nice. Looks like an 8-pointer. No, it might be a 10 double eye guard. Yeah, I love double eye guards. And there's a note with it. You want to hear what this note says? And yes, it's been checked in.
Yeah, my partner's wife, she shot a really nice one last night. Look at this.
Amber Source.
Yeah.
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 Check it out.
There's Brecken with it. Oh, hang on here.
Sorry, guys. We're being a little real on the show today.
Yeah. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think she said it scored 154.
That's the one I just got up.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Amber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Cool.
Yeah, anyway, that was a good one.
Well, I seen that picture, and then I seen this other one, and yeah, it's good. It's good. Anyway, they got it. And it's been checked in, too.
Yep.
And then we got another one come in, and the grandkids are the best. Yes, they are. It's a video, and I ain't going to play the video. It'll come over the deal, but I'll watch it here during this next break. Well, you got hydraulic working chutes coming in. I seen the one that's a manual, but it's on a trailer, so it's portable and go anywhere you want. I seen you also are gonna. We got a lot of hog people listening. You got
there's
look like
some
you
feeders, yeah.
Feeders for
yeah.
South.
Those are those that I showed you there. Yeah, those are sow feeders. South. Big.
What's the difference between them and another? Tell me.
Well, those are kind of like a free for all deal.
Oh, there. That's
if you're feeding out a bunch of, you know,
gilts,
a bunch of chokes or whatever out there, you put them on a big self-feeder like that.
Will they work for goats and sheep?
Yeah, they probably would.
I'm trying to expand your territory here, yeah. Wes. Work with me.
Man, I tell you what, we're going to have all kinds of stuff in there. And we do. We want guys to start coming by and seeing us. We're going to be down there from 9 to 5, try to be around there every day. You know, and as we start getting stuff in, just come by and drink a cup of coffee. Kick around and shoot the bull with us.
And they, okay, so we got, you got the fuel trailer. Was there something else there you showed me a trailer of? Besides the fuel trailer?
Oh, there was a air compressor.
Yeah, air compressor, yeah. Because these guys with these big cotton balers, and they look like astronauts out there blowing them things out nowadays. And there's, they need one of those. And I'm not going to say much more about it, but I am going to mention you got some really cool colors.
Yeah. 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 Some of them are pretty loud. Everybody needs a turquoise fuel trailer.
No, yeah, it's pretty loud. But hey, at least you'll know if somebody steals it, yours.
That is right. But there's also, we can get some arena plows. And some land levelers too. So.
Okay, what's the brand on the land leveler?
It is.
You got
Fresno's.
So much stuff. Yeah, okay, yeah. You got so much coming in. Yeah, you don't even know what you got.
There's a bunch of different stuff.
But it looks like all good quality.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be nice. You know, nice stuff. We're trying to carry good quality equipment in there, and some stuff that, you know, maybe a little harder to come by. You know, just running down the road to find it. You know, we want to have some specialty stuff too that you come to Cattle Kings to come and find what you're looking for.
Well, Wes, appreciate you joining me on the show. We gotta take a break and come back, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden and wrap up with the hay report this week. And Wes, that was the best way to, you said your partner is Amber, your partner too?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, Caleb Sorensen and Randy Lonigan are my partners.
Oh okay, cool. And then, how do they get a hold of you guys and give directions to where it's going? You guys, if you haven't seen these huge trailers, these suckers, they don't weigh like a tank, but they're built like a tank, and they look great. The floors are great. I used to weld for a living, and I stopped by and looked at that red one yesterday. Since I've got to go to Willa to go home now,
right.
I stopped by there and browsed out. Well, actually, I was seeing if that spare was loose. It's tied down pretty good. I was going to steal it and call you later and tell you I owed you for it. But anyway, they're solid. Yeah. My gosh, they're solid.
Yeah, they're, as I said on the commercial, they're tough.
Yeah, they are. Like, I don't know about the mesquite part. the mesquites are hard on the truck. The trailer might not make it.
Yeah, the trailer come out, but the truck might not.
Yeah, the trailer, yeah. But the cows will still be in the trailer,
that's
wouldn't
right.
they? But
right.
Tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, give us a call, 580-303-4246, or you can call my cell phone, 580-729-0478.
How about
come down 2 miles south of the golf course. They're on the east side of the road.
Yeah,
on
it's
Highway
just between,
6.
It's right north of the county barn.
Yeah, north of
the
county barn, just south of Canyon.
Somebody's asking if you got a crop roller.
Well, look, I'll see if I can come up. There's no telling what I can come up with.
Yeah, hey, you're asking the wrong person on the wrong show because you somehow or another.
Asking, you shall receive. I will find it.
Give me your phone and I'll take a picture of their phone number. Anyway,
but, one of our buddies that's trying to.
Well, no, I don't know. Arnett, veteran, I don't remember. Usually these people are. I usually know their names, but man, there's so many people texting and I can't keep up with them anymore. Anyway, see Wes and what else?
You know, if you guys are looking for a stock trailer, you're wanting to trade a stock trailer in, bring down, let us look at it. Or if you've got one you're wanting to put on consignment, any equipment you want to put on consignment, give me a holler. We can help you out.
Well, I'm going to text you this number because you got one of those other brand phones that I don't know how to operate. And I will text you this phone number if you come up with.
You know why I keep that kind of phone around?
Because of people like me.
No, because I've always got a charger. Everybody else is stealing somebody's charger. I've got two boys in the truck all the time. They're trying to steal somebody's charger because they've all got iPhones. Well, I keep this Android around. Nobody messes with my charger.
You know, that's the reason why I got a 569 John Deere baler with a 1,000 PTO shaft on it, because everybody else, for the most part, has 540 shafts, and nobody gets to borrow my baler and my shredder. So anyway, all right, we've already took too long. I'll be back with your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast shortly. Thanks for coming in, Wes.
Thank you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our Career Expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Who is going to be the lucky person in southwestern Oklahoma to get the forecast? Let's go with, I know Altus is a big town, but that picture that the city of Altus posted a few years back with the John Deere combines running, harvesting wheat, and the big C5As flying over them. I think that's the one that was flying over. Anyway, the big airplanes down there at the Air Force Base flying over is pretty cool. So, anyway, and there's a John Deere dealer right there by the runway, so it's no big deal. 57 degrees at Altus. The winds are out of the southeast, 9 miles an hour, with wind gust up to 13. Not too bad. 62 is forecasted high. Tomorrow, 62. Thanksgiving Day, 30% chance of rain showers. Thursday night with a high of 57. Thursday night, 40% chance of rain. This forecast is a little different than I looked at a couple hours ago. Friday, 50% chance of rain showers at 48. Friday night, 35, 40% chance of rain showers. Sunday or Saturday, 54 for a high and 20% chance of rain. We'll take it. Anyway, it comes, snow. That's snow. Have you ever seen the snow in Western Oklahoma fall like that one other day?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was perfect.
I mean, I've seen big snowflakes, but not 6 inches of it, and not a drop of wind, and the bar ditch is 10 foot tall.
Every farmer in the country was smiling that day, I yeah. promise you.
Yeah, and if I can catch Chad with his back turned tomorrow, his tractor's going to be gone for about 8 hours while I finish sowing my wheat. My hydraulic lift cylinder is still down, so I got to get on it. It's too many things to do around the farm, and I can't get it all, and everybody says I goof off. I don't goof off. I just got a lot of things to do. How's that? And some of them are funner than others. How about that? Anyway, that was a good deal. You guys, your dad sold any hay this year, or do you hang on to all of it?
We hung on to everything.
I know. He actually did pretty good on that patch after that rain.
Yeah.
So here's a breakdown of some of the alfalfa. Looks like, I think the prices have stabilized. The demand's still there, but I think everybody's figured out that they're not going to pay stupid, real, they're already paying crazy prices. I guess they're not stupid. You got to have what you have. Right now, it looks like California and Texas are the highest. $450 to $475 a ton for premium alfalfa. That's the high end. That's what was reported in sales to the United States Department of Agriculture. Colorado's running around $300 to $325 a ton for premium. Kansas, anywhere from $228 to $380 a ton for premium. Missouri's anywhere from $180 to $300. You and I need to get one of your new trailers. Go over there, buy some of that premium alfalfa in Missouri for $180 and bring it back over here.
That's right.
And we'll either sell it or feed it, one of the two. So another one of our neighbors, New Mexico, is getting $400 a ton. Oklahoma's anywhere from $225 to $280 for alfalfa. Texas, $330 to $450, both of those actually being delivered down here. And the grass hay prices, let's see what's going on in here. To be honest with you, I just now looked at this. I usually look at it before the show. Oklahoma, grass price hay is actually up. Anywhere from $150 to $225 a ton for premium grass hay, $125 to $150 for just good. Texas is $240 to $330 for premium grass hay, and Nebraska, nothing available there. Missouri's around $175 a ton. Kansas, anywhere from $140 to $225 a ton. And who else is? Let's see who's the highest. Oregon. Oregon's always the highest on grass hay. They must not have a lot of grass over there. $400 to $425 is what they will pay for premium grass hay. So, anyway, all good there. And let's see what time. I'm out of time. You took up part of my show.
Sorry.
I know. I guess tomorrow I'll go over what I was supposed to go over yesterday, but I had that guy on from Farm Rescue from North Dakota, from Fargo, where they got that creepy series of shows they got out there. But I'll have your Texas and Oklahoma weekly livestock summaries from last week that I was supposed to do yesterday. I ain't even going to get it done today. That's the way it is. Anyway, so how much will you sell me that red trailer for?
For you, Jenny?
I don't like your laugh. You know I can hear it on my earphones better.
Yeah.
Do I need a partner?
No.
You got financing? Bad. You guys got financing?
I'm actually talking to a guy here after the show that's going to come up that is wanting to talk to us about ag financing.
So, oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, so next time I come back on, maybe we can talk a little bit about
that. Well, if that goes into full swing and you get it done, no matter who it's with, make sure you call me and come back on and let everybody know, because that always helps sales.
Yeah.
That you don't have to write a full check for what you're buying, because there are some nice trailers, but they'll last forever.
Yeah, it's a lifetime trailer. Yeah, they are expensive. There's no doubt about that.
Well, good things are expensive.
If you've got a trailer that lasts you 20, 25 years, you know.
See, I'm 60.
Yeah.
So that means that I'll be done. I'm done. I'm done. But I wonder if my Social Security here in 4 or 5 years will make the payment. Well, there's our dinner bell singing. Appreciate you guys listening today. Tomorrow's the last show of the week for me. Don't miss it, because you're going to miss my voice come Friday. I get a 4-day weekend. And man, well, I have some stories to tell you when I get back next Monday. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks again. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.